Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I want to give you a little thought here tonight that if we're not careful, we'll find each one of us will find ourselves in this place. Look in verse number 28 of Luke chapter number 9. Verse number 28 says this, "And it came to pass, and 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen." Now I want you to go back to verse number 33, and I want to look, or verse number 32, and I want to look at part of this verse and use it as our text verse tonight. The Bible said this, "But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep." And I want to preach on this thought with the help of the Lord tonight. Sleeping in the glory. Sleeping in the glory. Now, Father, I pray that you'd help us tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that your will and way would be done. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd breathe on us for just a little while as we preach, God. I pray, God, that you'd touch us mentally and emotionally and physically tonight, God. I pray, God, that you'd help our voice tonight. Give us the strength, God, that we need. God, I pray, Lord, that we'd get clear understanding from your word tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that you never find us asleep in the midst of the glory, God. I pray, Lord, Father, that you touch the hearts of the hearers and we'll give you the praise. God, save that sinner closest to hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. And I want to look into this passage for just a little while and preach on that thought of sleeping in the glory. Sleeping in the glory. I began to think about this, and of course we know that this is recorded in two of the other Gospels. I'm just going to use this account tonight, but we know that it's recorded in two of the other Gospels, and I began to think about this. This is probably one of the highlights of Peter, James, and John's ministry or even of their life. We could probably even go on to say that it was one of the highlights of Moses and Elijah also, because they was able to be there and see the transformation of the Lord Jesus Christ as he was transformed into his glory. When you study the word transformed or translated here, which is a transformation, in the Greek it means this. It is the word metapho in the Greek. Whenever you study that word metapho out, it is where we get the word metamorphosis from today. Matter of fact, probably the greatest example of a metamorphosis is this tonight. It is that of a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. It is a transformation. It is a metamorphosis that takes place. Whenever we study the Word of God, there's at least four different times that there is a metamorphosis or a transfiguration that takes place in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, He left the glories of heaven and took on Himself the form of humanity. The Bible said this in Philippians chapter number 2 in verse number 6 and 7. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation and took upon Himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. So the first transformation was when Jesus left the portals of glory and came to earth and became humanity. He was deity, but He was also humanity. He did not lose being God when He came to earth. He was still deity. He was God incarnated into man. Amen. I said this before here, but when you think about humanity and deity, we see His humanity when He goes to sleep on the pillow in the ship that night. But we see His deity when He says, "Peace be still," in the midst of that same storm, and the wind and the sea obeyed Him. That was definitely deity that day. We see His humanity in John chapter number 3 when He cries with Mary and Martha because Lazarus is dead, or John chapter number 11 because Lazarus is dead. But we see His deity that same day when He walks up to the grave. Well, I feel like preaching tonight. When He walks up to the grave and says, "Lazarus, come forth." That was His deity, because Lazarus come forth that day. So that transformation was this. It was when He left the portals of glory and came to earth. The second time that we see a metamorphosis is here in our text, when He is transformed into His glory. The third time is on the cross of Calvary. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse number 21 says this: "For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." That day He was transformed into the sin of all mankind, so all mankind could have a way to heaven. The fourth metamorphosis that you'll find Jesus in the Bible was that Easter morning. when He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, in the first known glorified body here on earth. So there's at least four times that we see this metamorphosis taking place in the life of Christ. When we come to our text tonight, we find that Jesus is nearing the end of His earthly ministry. It's not long before Calvary is going to come. And He took that inner circle, Peter, James, and John, up on the mountain that day. You've heard me say this before, but there's nothing wrong with having an inner circle. Amen. Jesus even had an inner circle. But watch this. He takes them up on the mountain that day apart from everybody else, and they was able to see something that none of the other disciples was able to see that day. They was able to see Jesus transformed into His glory. I thought about this verse, Acts chapter number 10. I'm going to preach to you here in just a second. But Acts chapter number 10, verse number 34. The Bible said this: "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of person.'" You know what that simply means tonight? Here's what that means. What God allows one to see, God will allow all to see. Amen. So what I'm saying to you tonight, if God allowed Peter, James, and John to experience the glory of God, if God allowed Peter, James, and John to see the glory of God, can I take it back even further than that? If God allowed Moses in the Old Testament to see the glory of God, if God allowed Moses and Elijah to see the glory of God right here, I've got real good news tonight. We had the potential of seeing the manifested glory of God in our day. I want to say something to you tonight. We don't have to have a dead church. Somebody holler amen. We don't have to, and I understand that it's not always going to be shouting and running the aisles, but what I'm talking about is each time that we meet, God manifests himself to us. God makes himself real to us. Hear me and hear me well. We don't have to have a dead, dried up religion. Our lives don't have to be dry. Thank God we can experience the glory of God and live in the Shekinah glory of God in our day. Number one, let me show you three things tonight. We'll go home. Number one, I've already began preaching this, but let me just go ahead and give you number one. We can see His glory. We can see His glory. What did the Bible say in verse number 32? The Bible said this, in the latter portion when they were awoke, they saw His glory. You said, preacher, what do you mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. We can be in the presence of God. We can, each day of our life, we can walk in the presence of God. Hey, look, we don't have to walk alone. We don't have to live alone, thank God. We can be in the presence of God. Years later, after this, John said, John chapter number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He went on to say in verse number 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 1 John says this, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. John knew what he was talking about that day. Let me tell you the reason John knew what he was talking about, because he never forgot a day upon a mountain that God was transformed into the glory, and he was able to see that. Hear me and hear me well. If you ever get in a church service where the glory of God is at, you'll never forget it. If you're ever praying and get in the glory of God, you'll never forget it. If you're ever reading your Bible and all of a sudden the glory of God is manifested to you and you find yourself in His presence, oh, you'll never forget it, man. We can see His glory. I thought about this. They may have been a few times, because the disciples was just like us, there may have been a few times they wondered if Jesus was really whom He said He was. But when Peter, James, and John come off of that mountain that day, they never once again wondered if He was really who He said He was. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Here's what I'm saying to you tonight. They had heard the teachings of Christ. They had seen His miracles. They had seen His love in action. They had even felt His touch. But their lives was forever changed once they saw Him transformed into His glory. I thought about this. This thought run through their mind. My friend is God. Can I just say that again? My friend is God. The man that I've walked with for the past 3.5 years, he's God. Amen. The man that we've set up tents together as we traveled, he's God. The man that I've heard preach, he's God. They never got over the fact that they saw the glory of God that day. I thought about this. Some of you in this room has encouraged me when I was down. Has been good to me, has loved me, has helped me. But can I say something to you tonight? I got a friend that far surpasses anything you've ever done for me in any way that you've ever been to me. And let me tell you who that is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been able to see His glory. Not only can we see His glory, number two tonight, I'm preaching quick. We can share in His glory. Look what the Bible said in verse 34. While He thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as, watch this, they entered into the cloud. As they entered into the cloud. You see, it's one thing to see something. It's another thing to share in it. Amen? It's one thing to see it. It's another thing to share in it. I remember years ago, matter of fact, it was around this time in January. Years ago, me and Matt Cass Stevens used to always go on a hunt together. Towards mid-January to the end of January, we'd always go on a hunt together. And we went up close to Eufaula, Alabama, and we hog hunted for a week and had a blast. I remember when Jerry first invited me, the guy that we always went with, when he first invited me, I'll never forget it. He said, look, here's what we do. I said, okay, tell me. He said, we're going to turn the dogs out. They're going to bay on them wild hogs, and then we're going to go in there and catch it, and we're going to kill it with a knife. And I said, well, that sounds quite interesting. Amen. So I went up there, Brother Josh. We drove all night long on a Sunday night after service. 10 Red Bulls later, we got there. We started hunting as soon as we got there. Man, we didn't even sleep that Sunday night. I'll never forget the first time they run in there, they grabbed that hog, they grabbed a knife, they stuck that hog and killed that hog. I saw it. But after I saw it, I thought, I got to share in on that. I got to get in on that. So you know what happened the next time, Caleb? When we got there, old John launched off right in the midst of that thicket. While the dogs was a-barking and the hogs was a-squalling and I was a-squalling. But boy, I got in on it. It's one thing to see it. It's another thing to get in on it. So, preacher, what are you saying? I'm reminded of what Miss Regina said years ago. We had one of those services, man, where people was just testifying. People was bragging on the Lord. We had sung that song that we sung this morning. Miss Annette back there had a shouting fit. And I'll never forget Miss Regina said this. You know what I was told years ago? And I said, what's that? She said, I was told just jump in and swim. You ain't going to drown. You said, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying we can share in the glory. When the preacher talks about reading the Word of God and God manifesting Himself to you, if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Amen. When the preacher talks about praying and all of a sudden the glory of God, I'm telling you, man, they spend some times, Brother Josh, you know what I'm talking about. They spend some times on the side of the mountain, man, at an old rock altar that God manifested Himself to us and made you understand what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, and if you don't, hear me and hear me well. You just don't have to see it. You just don't have to hear about it. Thank God He's no respecter of person. What He's done for one, He'll do for all. I'm glad that I can get in the glory, man. You can share in the glory. I thought about many people see the glory, but not everybody shares in it. The lost man can see the glory of God. Psalms 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. I want to say something to you tonight. The lost man may see the glory, but the lost man will never enter into the glory until he's saved. Matter of fact, you know what salvation is? Salvation is a metamorphosis. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God will transform you. And once you're transformed, thank God, we can share in the glory. You know, I wish, I say this and I'll give you the last point, we'll go home. But I wish you could take the glory and bottle it up and let somebody take a drink of it and let it last them about 30 minutes. They will never be satisfied until they're in the glory again. Man, I want to say something about the glory. The glory don't always mean you're running and shouting. The glory don't always mean that you've got your hand raised. The glory sometimes is in the deepest, darkest moments of our life. When Jesus and the Holy Spirit just cuddles up real close to us and wraps their arms around us and tells us it's the glory of God, man. We can see it. We can share in it. But number three, and I'm done. We can also sleep in the glory. I've really preached all evening to get right here for just a couple of minutes. We can sleep in the glory. The transformation had already taken place because when they woke up, he was already in his glory. So they was found sleeping in the glory. It's Peter, James, and John. I believe they're saved. God's used them, and I believe they're saved. I believe there's fruits of their salvation. But you know what happened to them? I'm talking, when we think about Peter, James, and John, we're talking about Jesus' inner circle. They saw some things nobody else saw. They heard some things that nobody else heard. Matter of fact, it even says right here in the latter portion, and when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. They didn't even talk about it. It's time out. I'm going to hit this, and I'm coming right back. My greatest glory moments, I don't know that I've ever shared with anybody because there wasn't nobody else with me, just me and him. My greatest glory moments was not necessarily, it might have been in the church, but I was by myself. It's when me and God has that intimate time. Man, if you've never been there, you need to pray and ask God to let you get there. But watch this. They go to sleep, and when they wake up, the glory of God was there. They was caught sleeping in His glory. There's Jesus in His glory. Moses is there experiencing the glory. Elijah is there experiencing the glory. And Peter, James, and John is asleep. I'm afraid that if we're not careful, we will begin to go to sleep in the glory. Brother Josh and I was talking yesterday. Miss Tanya had came up, and we'd run over a couple songs to sing this morning. And me and Brother Josh were standing outside and was talking a little bit. And we began to talk about what God was doing at our church right now. Just amazing. I mean, not just in the services, but in general, what God is doing. How God has blessed us in our building program. How God has enabled us to be able to go to the second phase of this grant, and which we're going to pray over here in a minute because we'll mail that out tomorrow. Is God going to let us have the $360,000 we request? I don't know. If He does, praise God. And if He don't, praise God. I'm still going to praise Him. Somebody say amen right there. But how God put the right people in our church at the right time to give us what we need. I said this the other night, man. Back several years ago, me and old Mater was talking about this. Back several years ago, man, our church was sitting full of preachers, and now they're pretty much just about all gone. We got a few still around, but there was 13 here at one time. Now the biggest part of them's gone. And what did God do? God brought construction people in our church. Over the past 2 years, that's what God has done. You know what God was doing? God was setting us up for where we're at right now, building this new sanctuary. I stand amazed at God and what God is doing. out here in the middle of nowhere. And last Sunday we took a special offering to help with the building program, and it was over $22,000 just out here in the middle of nowhere. Out here in the middle of nowhere last year, God allowed us to send $106,000 through world missions last year across the world. Are you hearing me preach tonight? I said, preacher, what is that? It's the glory that is in our church right now. It's the presence of God that has been meeting with us. And my greatest fear is this, that while the glory is here, while God is meeting with us, while God is doing extraordinary things, that all you can do is look and say, it's God that's doing that, that we go to sleep in the midst of it. Sometimes the preacher is preaching his heart out, people's nowhere close to being in the church. Oh, they're here, but they're not here. Sometimes the Sunday school teachers are teaching their heart out. Some of you, especially in the adult classes, I hope that you'll agree with me right here. And you look around and they're here, but they're nowhere close to here. There's sometimes that you're teaching and or you're preaching, man, and you look down and people's messing on their phones and they're writing notes and it has nothing to do with church. Or, man, people will be singing and the glory of God will be there and you'll look and they're 1,000 miles away. What has happened? They've went to sleep in the glory. They've went to sleep in the glory. We have two options tonight. We can share in the glory or sleep in the glory. Because all you got to do is look around. The glory's here right now. It's not because I'm the pastor and it's not because you're the members. But it is because there is a few that has decided we want God. We want to see God manifest Himself. Been fasting and praying for the days that we are in right now. What God is doing, that due season that God is allowing us to see. And the last thing that I want to do, and the last thing that I want you to do, is go to sleep while God is doing what God is doing. Are you hearing me tonight? Is go to sleep in it. I'm going to tell you something. And I'm so thankful for this. You care to come start playing softly? I'm so thankful for this. God allows me to preach out each year in different places in a lot of different churches. And I'm telling you, what's happening right now at Amazing Grace is not happening everywhere. When preacher after preacher stands in our pulpit and says this, you better thank God for what's going on at Amazing Grace, because I promise you, it's not happening everywhere. Preacher after preacher. Preacher after preacher. And you know what happens? People still end up going to sleep in the glory. They go to sleep in it. They miss what God's really doing. Did they wake up? Yeah. Did they see His glory? Yeah. But I wonder what they missed while they was asleep. I done some studying on sleeping. The different stages of sleeping and the different things. But here's one thing that I found out about sleeping. When you're asleep, you can miss a lot of things that's happening around you. And there is even a stage of sleep. Some people, the queen, you got to beat him over the head with a belt to get him to even wake up. You can drive a Mack truck through his house and he'd sleep through every bit of it. Y'all ever met anybody like that, Landon? Why? Because they have become so comfortable in their environment that they go to sleep. And when they do, they miss out on things. You ever went to sleep in a movie? Matter of fact, I was watching the Gritty Outdoors the other night. If you don't watch Gritty Outdoors, you ought to watch it sometime. It's a great show, Brother Mark. Matter of fact, today, episode one of that mule deer hunt and the blizzard drop. And you want me to tell you what happened on it? I won't tell you. It was good though, wasn't it, Olivia? We enjoyed it. That's what we done. They said we watched a little bit of hunting. But the other night we was watching one of the episodes and they was hunting caribou. I went to sleep. When I woke up, I looked at Olivia and I said, well, did they get it? She said, you went to sleep. I said, did they get it? I thought I was going to have to remind her who the daddy was. She said, yeah, you know what happened, Brother Brian? I missed out on what was happening. You ever dozed off when your kids was little? And whenever you woke up, your spouse said, well, you should have seen them. They took 3 steps a while ago. They pulled up. They crawled. And you know what? In the back of your mind, you're going, man, I hate I missed that. But there's no way I can go back and get that moment again because I was asleep in that moment. You know what's happening right now? They some fall asleep and you're missing what's happening. And you're never going to get the chance to see it again. Sleeping in the glory. They went to sleep. There Jesus was. I mean, really Jesus. I mean like God incarnated in the flesh. Jesus was right there. And they went to sleep. If Peter, James, and John can go to sleep in the glory, don't you think you and I can go to sleep in the glory? Brother Josh, I don't want to go to sleep in it because when I do, I'm going to miss some things. I'm going to miss some things. Brother Josh said this yesterday, and I've said it too several times over the past month. If you cannot see the hand of God at work in our church right now, then something's wrong. Spiritually, you're dead and have forgotten where God's brought you from. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Or number 2, you're lost. And need to get saved. If you cannot see the hand of God at work, I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want to miss a second of it. I'll never forget this, and I'm closing. Brother Darrell Cox is one of my heroes. Matter of fact, as soon as we get the new building done and our dedication revival, he's going to be one of the preachers in it. We've not scheduled it yet. Probably within the next month or so, we're going to try to schedule that. We're going to see how the next couple weeks go. But I'll never forget Brother Darrell Cox preaching on staying with the church here when he preached here last year. And he said this. He said, I want to stay with the church because I want the war stories to tell at the end of it. You know what? I want to stay with the church tonight. I want to be here. Why? Because it's where the glory's at. Don't go to sleep in the glory. And if you've started dozing off, there's an altar tonight. You know what we ought to do? We ought to find our place in it and say, God, help me not to go to sleep in the midst of